Welcome to this week's End of Days Update, coming to you from Omaha, Nebraska. We had such a great time in Faith Family Church. We got into an end time conference every service. People were hungry. People were excited. It had a great time. Hey, if you're anywhere near Topeka, Kansas, we start today, this morning and tonight, and then we'll go Thursday and Friday morning and night. We'll be at Light of the World. And this weekend, we'll be in Dodge City, Kansas at Abundant Life. We'll be there Sunday morning, two services. So if you can, join us. We're coming to you every week to look at the different things that point to the coming of the Lord, specifically the gathering of nations for the Ezekiel 38 war, because we know the rapture is signless, but the second coming has tons of signs. So we kind of look at what's happening around Israel and what is happening to look like the forming of all those nations getting ready for the Ezekiel 38 war. So remember, Jesus rebuked the crowd. He said, hey, you can tell what the weather's going to be, but you don't know your hour of visitation. So he wanted us to know. It's the only time he rebuked the crowd. He rebuked the Pharisees many times, but the one time on the crowd was not knowing the time. So people say, well, why do you need to know how close we are to the coming of the Lord? Tell a quarterback that in the last 2 minutes of the game. He's looking at the play clock because the plays are more crucial than the end. So it's an acceleration mentality, not an escape theology. It's like, wow, we've got a lot to do in a short period of time. So many things keep happening every single week that are blatant about how close we are. So let's look at what's happened around Israel this last week. Once again, of course, Hamas fired rockets into southern Israel. Israel retaliated with airstrikes and with tank fire, hit a munitions plant there in Gaza. Now, all of that is over them trying to flex their muscles because Israel's getting ready to basically justify getting more land in the West Bank. They don't have to justify it. They won the land back in the Six-Day War, but there's so much going on about Judea and Samaria. You even see battle lines being drawn within the parties in Israel. They're fighting back and forth over, okay, if we do this, it's going to start a Palestinian state. If we do this, it's not going to give them a Palestinian state. So it's weird that they can't figure out what to do. Well, America sent our ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, to go over there just to kind of smooth things up so that the Trump peace plan can actually come forward, because the Palestinians rejected it without even seeing it, but really it brings tons of money and infrastructure for the Palestinians to be self-supportive and self-sustained. So it's weird that they all these blessings could come to them, but they won't even look at it. But more things keep happening on the war front that are absolutely bizarre. You had this last week, probably 2 days ago or 3 days ago, you had Turkey and Iran coordinating together to do airstrikes on the Kurds in Iraq. This is the first time ever that Turkey has fired any weapons or planes into Iraq. So notice that they're going after the Kurds there, and it's all about Iranian control over that whole region. With that, you had Iranian troops fire five different missiles into the American area of the Iraqi nation. You had where the green zone was, where the airport was, you had where the bases were, and you had where the ambassadors, the embassy was. So, and that's Iran, once again, flexing its muscles, saying, hey, we're controlling Iraq, no one else is. So we've been there in such a great way that I'm surprised that we're not retaliating against that, because we're just kind of letting it happen. But that is completely amazing that Iran continues to do that. Another report came out today saying Iran is literally rapidly going forward with their nuclear development. What's happening is they're circumventing the sanctions that we put on them by going around them so they can get more equipment to build more nuclear weapons. And in the midst of that, another convoy got shot coming down from Iran into Syria, trying to get to Hezbollah in Lebanon. So Israel's going out of its way to stop them over and over and over and over again. They have to preemptively stop them. You had earthquakes in Japan, 6.7 on the Richter scale. You had an earthquake in Turkey. You had other earthquakes around the world. So you've got a lot of things that are literally end time things. This one's really bizarre. You had a swarm of locusts in India that was so big that in the middle of the day, bright blue sky turned solid black for hours. These are the same, if I call them squadrons of locusts, that were in Africa a few weeks ago. I mean, crazy, more locusts than ever before. So you got earthquakes, you got locusts, you got literally nations in position for what they're going to be doing to attack Israel in the Six-Day War. Not the Six-Day War, the Ezekiel 38 War. And then you have all this pressure over the borders that were won back in 1967. So with all that happening, it's telling us, hey, Jesus is just about to come back. So exciting times. There's much more going on behind the scenes that's hard to really even come out with the UN coming against Israel about the Judea and Samaria. The UN basically said, and the EU basically said, we will condemn Israel and we'll do boycott, divestment, and sanction if they do this. So all this pressure is over getting the land back that Israel got in the Six-Day War. So that's getting ready to happen, so it'll be intriguing to see what happens. So we always go to the Word, though. All these things are good and amazing and radical to look at, but what's the Bible say? Number one, Israel made a nation. Number two, Jerusalem went back. Jesus said the generation that sees those two events will not pass away till all is fulfilled. But then we look at it every week. You got the Hebrew language restored, Ethiopian Jews brought back. You got the fertility of the land of Israel. You have the revival of the Roman Empire. You have the Temple Mount Institute that's in position. You had fish show up in the Dead Sea. Ezekiel prophesied that 2,500 years ago. You had foxes show up on the Temple Mount this last year. That's Lamentations 5:18. You had the ritual baths around the Temple Mount fill up with water. You had the Sea of Galilee fill up with water. You had Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri that got born again. In his letters, he wrote that Israel would be ruled by two Benjamins. This is from 2005. He prophesied that Israel would be ruled by two Benjamins just before the coming of the Messiah. Well, 3 weeks ago, Benjamin Netanyahu and Benjamin Gantz decided to have a joint rulership of Israel because of the coronavirus. So you've got things spoken and said that you're watching them come to pass right in front of your eyes. You have 172 different species of predatory birds start showing up in the land. I mean, that's the cleanup crew in the Ezekiel 38 war. God calls on the fowl of the air. 7 years later at the Battle of Armageddon, he calls on the fowl of the air again. So you're watching birds in position. You got Russia and Crimea. You got all these other signs coming to pass. Many men will be lovers themselves. We have selfie sticks. You know, I always thought the church would be a little bit more excited when all these signs are happening, but this is it. I hear people go, is it really it? This is really it. Well, after that, you've got the heavens. You've got the planets signaling. You've got blood red moons on Passover and Tabernacles, four in a row. It's called a tetrad. When's the last time you had four in a row on Passover and Tabernacles? 1967, when Jerusalem was won back. 1948, when Israel was made a nation. 1492, at the Edict of Expulsion, when the Jews were kicked out of Spain. Crazy. So then you have the Bethlehem Star this last year, first time in 2,000 years. You had Mercury do a flyby of the sun, went down directly over the Temple Mount at sundown. So then you have the planets formed a sickle, the moon formed a sickle. Orion changed its instrument to hammer. You have hammer and sickle on the same day. That's Russia's symbol. So all these things the Bible said you'd see just before the coming of the Lord, you're viewing it and you're watching it. Amazing. All these verses coming to pass right in front of us. So what do? Help our local church, help our local pastor get the message out. This is the time to be engaged. We don't fit church into our life. It is our life. This is it. We're about to see Jesus face to face, King of kings and Lord of lords, bright morning star, lily of the valley, firstborn from the dead, the brightness of the glory of God. Man, thanks for coming this week. We'll come back next week and we'll see what happened. A lot of things happen because of Judea and Samaria. It's going to be very exciting. Jesus is just about to come. Have a blessed, awesome week. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks for joining us today at the End of Days Update. If you'd like to be notified every time there's a new post, just go to the edu at josephmorris.com and subscribe to receive email alerts. If these posts and updates have been a blessing to you, please consider making a one-time donation to help get the message out or even becoming a monthly partner with Joseph Morris Ministries. Thanks again for tuning in to the edu, and we'll see you next week.